wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Aha! Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
Jeffrey, don't you think there's something just a little impersonal about a postage meter on a Christmas card?
Why? It's got a Christmas message on it.
Peace on Earth, bulk rate.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas! Tis the season to be jolly. Oh, hi, Jeff.
What a beauty, huh? That's gonna look great all lit up.
Yeah, just like the guy who sold it to me. This is going to be a great Christmas. You should see the goose I got.
You sat on Santa's lap, too?
You know, Mona, I was going to tell you about my special stuffing, but now I'm afraid. Let's just say this Christmas is going to be a festival of Yuletide yummies.
Mm-hmm. You'd better tell them.
I know.
I'm talking six digits in calories here. Six digits. If you got a belt, open it one notch. In fact, forget the belt, get suspenders.
Tony.
Hey, I'm talking Scrooge would smile if he saw this dinner. If Tiny Tim came to this dinner, he'd leave as Tim the refrigerator.
Tony.
I know it's a lot, Angela. I know it's a lot. But hey, Christmas comes just once a year. And you should see the way she packs it in. Whoa.
Tony. Jonathan, Mother, and I have been invited to Christmas dinner at Jeffrey's mother's house.
Oh, well. They're all so anxious to meet Angela. And her family.
Oh, well, I'm having dinner here. Tony's got a shovel with my name on it.
Oh, Jeffrey, I have a great idea. Why don't we invite them all here?
Great idea. The more the merrier, right? Look, I'll tell you what. I'll make six kinds of pie. I was only going to make three, but with guests.
Tony, it won't work.
I won't make pie. I'll make plum pudding.
Tony, you don't understand. It's just impossible. You see, Mother's already booked the caterers. She's hired the help.
Oh, well, I wouldn't want to upset the help.
Hey, Tony, let's go get the Christmas lights, huh? I have a sudden urge to string something up.
Hey, I'm sorry. I hope you understand.
Oh, yeah, I understand. Are you kidding me? It's Christmas, families, caterers. Hey, this is just like a regular Dickens story. You know, all you need is Mr. Magoo.
I can't believe I didn't find a thing for Tony.
Well, it wasn't a complete waste of time. You found a lovely present for me.
I did?
It's on your charge card. And you shouldn't have been so extravagant.
Mother, what am I gonna do?
Pay it out in installments.
No! I mean about Tony.
We found a lot of things at Tony, like the wallet, the belt, the girl at the perfume counter.
No, I want to find him something that's just right. Something that lets him know how I feel about him.
How do you feel about him?
Well, you know. I feel that we have but it's not what you'd call... And yet... Yeah, we...
Just tell that to the sales lady. Thanks again for the present.
Oh, you're welcome. You're so easy to shop for. By the way, Mother, what did I get you?
I can't tell you that, Angela. I want it to be a surprise.
Good shot.
All right, try and beat that.
Oh, no! You want my Mickey Mantle.
Oh, boy.
Dr. Ferguson, you take a kid's most valuable car?
You bet.
Christmas spirit. Come on, Sam. Popcorn's all strong. Come on.
Hi, guys. Oh, the stores were just mobbed. I didn't even have time for dinner. Ooh, popcorn.
Go ahead, Angela, finish it. It comes with its own dental floss.
Okay, Dr. Ferguson. Double or nothing. What baseball player do you want?
You know the only baseball card I really want? A Tony Maselli. Did they ever make one of those?
Yeah, they made a few. Kid and I had a great pose. You know, I had that face on that said, wouldn't you like this guy to endorse your product? Sort of like this.
Boy, I'd really like that baseball card. It'd make a great Christmas present.
Well, I wish I had one to give you.
You don't even have one?
How can you not have your own baseball card?
But, Dad...
I used to have one, but, a terrible thing happened. Terrible.
What?
Well, there was this sports fan, and he was in the hospital. And it was his final wish to have a Tony Maselli baseball card. So what could I do? I gave him my last one. You know, his wife called me. She said, hey, you could have it back after, you know. But just my luck, the guy gets better. He hits the lottery and he moves to France. Go be nice to people, huh? It's unbelievable.
Tony, you did the right thing.
Well, you know.
Dad.
Samantha, don't you think we should go and hang what's left of this popcorn on the tree? Come on. Come on.
Okay.
Thank you.
Gee, I can't believe the guy doesn't have his own baseball card. It's a piece of his history.
That's it? His baseball card? It's the perfect gift.
Oh, Angela, thank you.
No, not for you, for Tony.
Oh.
Guy in the hospital, wins the lottery, moves to France. Dad, you lied to Dr. Ferguson.
Me? Lie? Are you saying that your father lied?
Like a rug. You have that card. I just saw it the other day.
All right, Samantha, I lied. But I had a good reason. If he knew I had that card, he'd want it.
Dad, he would not take your last baseball card.
Yes, he would. You saw him. He takes cards from children. Kidding me? I want that card in our family. You know, someday you're going to grow up and have kids, and I wanted to see what their old grandpa Tony used to do, you know? You don't remember my baseball days, huh?
Sure I do. Yeah. They had the best peanuts and the best popcorn. Oh, and those foot-long hot dogs, they just don't make junk food like they used to.
Yeah. You too. No, what I mean is, when your old man was out on the field hitting home runs and turning a double play at second base.
No, you're all dressed alike.
Well, those happen to be very special time in my life. That's a very special time. You know, sometimes I dream about it. I mean, I think about the crack of the bat and the sun on the back of my neck and the crowd cheering. And then I wake up and it's gone. And all that's left, a few memories and that baseball card.
Right. I won't tell Dr. Ferguson. But, Dad, the next time you tell that story, lose France and kill off the guy.
Oh, God. And then I'll bury the card with the guy.
Oh, nice touch!
Oh, I like it too.
So, are you going to come back in?
No, I got to get Angela's Christmas present finished.
Ooh, let me see it.
Come on, hurry.
How's it coming?
Oh, it's coming great. Yeah. It's a little primitive, but this handmade look is in, you know? She's going to love it. Look at that. This thing here.
Are you sure you read the instructions right?
Oh, yeah. You kidding me?
When this is finished, it's going to look just like this.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Oh, hey, I thought Santa came down a chimney.
It's Jeffrey Wells.
Yeah, well, that would have been my next guess. Can I give you a hand with that, Jeff?
No, I think I got it.
Hey, it's an awful lot of stuff.
Yeah, just doing my part for the retail sector.
Ah,
way to trickle down, Jeff.
So, how many of these are for Angela?
Oh, none. Her present's right here.
Oh, that's sweet, Jeffrey. Your love and affection.
No. Diamond earrings.
Oh, well, they're good, too.
You don't think they're too big, do you?
No. Are you kidding? They're perfect. They're perfect. She could use them to signal passing ships.
So,
you getting, Angela?
Oh, I got her something great. Something really great. Forget it's fabulous. But I want to keep it a secret. It's top secret. I'm not going to tell anybody.
What's your pleasure? We got Jim Palmer in his jockey shorts. Lucky Dead Beefcake.
Actually, we're looking for a baseball card.
But I'll browse.
You drool on it, you buy it. So you're looking for a baseball card. I got them all. I know every player that ever was.
I'd like one Tony Maselli, please.
Never heard of him.
I'll give you $50 for it.
Oh, that Tony Maselli. Yeah, yeah. He played,
second base.
Right, for the,
St. Louis Bird Team.
Cardinals.
Right. Oh, know him. I'm so glad. This is so important to me.
Oh, yeah?
But not that important.
Prices tend to go up when one appears to want things too badly, dear.
Right. It's, no big deal. It's just a little stocking stuffer.
Oh, you need it by Christmas.
All right, I'll give you $100 for it.
Check back in January.
$150.
Hey, how about a nice Mets beer mug?
$200.
What if she just signs over her firstborn?
You know, people don't realize how much is involved in hunting these things down.
How much is involved?
About another $150.
$350? You must think I just fell off a turnip truck. I'll give you $325, not a penny more.
Deal. You drive a very hard bargain.
So how much you want for this?
Oh, that's a very rare poster. $45.
I'll give you $6.
Sold.
You better watch out. You better not cry. Better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Samantha. Stop singing that obnoxious Christmas music.
Dad, you better watch out because you know Santa Claus is coming and he is not going to like that attitude.
Oh, Sam, I know. I'm acting just like a Grinch. But I just can't figure out what to get Angela for Christmas.
Well, what about the scarf?
Oh, come on, honey. It's not good enough. Angela's used to the best and my wallet isn't.
Dad, she'll love it because you made it yourself. You know, it's just like that ashtray I made for you in first grade.
It's not that bad, is it? Not that I didn't like your ashtray, sweetheart. I loved your ashtray. I don't smoke, but I loved your ashtray.
Hello. Yeah, this is Tony Maselli. Yeah, I used to play for the Cardinals. There's a guy on the phone wants to buy my baseball card for $25.
Tell him it's not for sale.
Oh, you and kidding, it's not for sale.
Hey, look, pal, I'm sorry, but it's not for sale. That card is a piece of my history. It's worth a lot more than $25. Hey, it's worth more than $50. $100? Hey, you sure you got the right Maselli? Hey, forget it. Forget it. Hey, look, they don't print enough money for me to sell that card. You're like this guy, huh? Wants to buy my card for $100.
I'm a legend in my own time.
Well, you told him
that. I sure did. Not that $100 wouldn't come in real handy right now. Jack could get Angela something really special. Ah, look, I hung up on the guy. I don't even know who it is.
Hey, look. Oh, yeah. You may think everybody's got their price, but $225, that's mine. Okay.
You sold your card? Dad,
Dad, whatever happened to showing your grandkids what Grandpa Tony used to do?
I'll dress up in my uniform and tell them stories.
Hey, here it is. Here it is. This is going to blow Angela away, huh? $250.
Dad, you always told me it's just the thought that counts.
Yeah, that's right. I thought, and now I'm going to buy. Santa Claus is coming to town.
So thoughtful. Look, he remembered. Passion pink is my favorite color.
Yeah, they all remembered, Mona.
Okay, what's next?
How about a few more presents, huh?
Okay.
What do you say, James? Come in here.
Oh! Oh, my God!
That's my boy. Let me tell you something, Jeff. I gotta hand it to you. This Rusty the Robot, what a great gift.
Well, I figured he'd be a great help in your work with the dusting and the buffing and the sweeping. Plus, he'll be a fun pal to hang around with.
Oh, yeah, he'll be a great pal. We could watch a game and split a six-pack SDP, right?
Oh, boy, an air card! Thanks, Jeffrey!
Oh, you're welcome, Jonathan. But now remember, this isn't just a toy. There is a lesson to be learned here. Ants work very hard, they're industrious, they're nature's little achievers.
Well, yeah, but no matter how busy they are, they always have time for a picnic, John.
Santa gave me something for you, Angela.
Oh, Jeffrey, they're gorgeous.
Wow, they look just like real diamonds.
They are.
Well, dear, you must have been very good.
Something to go along with it?
Oh, Jeffrey. A rider for my insurance policy.
Oh,
thank you.
Here's another one for Angela.
Oh, Jeffrey, Tiffany's. You spoil me.
Actually, it's not from Jeffrey.
Tony?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, what a beautiful vase.
No, it's a vase.
Angela, that's French lead crystal. Boy, oh boy, that must have cost beaucoup de bucks.
Oui, oui, madame.
Oh, Tony, it's just... It's beautiful, but you shouldn't have spent so much money on me.
Well, yeah, but Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Here's one for Tony.
Oh.
Ooh. From Angela. Let me guess. A tennis racket.
No! Come on,
open it. Okay.
See? It's a piece of your history.
Oh, Angela, this is the greatest present anybody's ever given me. I mean, look at this. It's even bent on the corner like mine was. Oh. Wait a minute. This is my card. I mean, it was my card before I sold it.
No. No, you don't have a baseball card. You told Dr. Ferguson that you...
Well, I didn't want to give it to him.
Then why did you sell it? Oh, Tony. I didn't realize how beautiful this vase really is. I mean, vase.
Well, Mother's turkey is just about cooked.
Just a minute, Jeffrey. I want to find a really special place for this.
Well, what about my place?
How about right over here, huh? Gee, I sure like it.
I sure like it, too.
Angela, you're standing under the mistletoe.
Well, I guess it's
time to be going.
Yeah. You know, there's nothing worse than dried up turkey.
Oh, I'm sure Jeffrey's mother's a very nice person.
You know, I think there's another person in the car with your name on it.
Huh? Jeffrey, you shouldn't care.
Merry Christmas. Have a good time, everybody. Yes. Bye, Jonathan.
Merry Christmas.
Bye, Jeffrey.
Have a good dinner, everybody, and, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Well, what do you say? Who's ready for a great Christmas dinner?
I am!
Come on, baby. Hey. What are you standing there? Clean this place up. Merry Christmas to you, too.
God bless us, everyone.
Jonathan's nestled all snug in his bed while visions of sugar plums dance in his head.
Sure it's not ants?
So? Did you have fun at Jeff's?
Oh, the entertainment was spectacular.
Oh, yeah?
12 drummers drumming, 11 pipers piping, 10 lords a-leaping. Do you have any aspirin?
Yeah, sure. Let me ask you a question. How'd they do the maids of milk? Never mind. Hey, so? How was the dinner?
Turkey was a little dry.
I don't want to say anything, but that's what you get with those catered meals. On the other hand, you should have tasted our goose.
It was so juicy.
Oh! Would you like a little taste?
No, thank you.
You sure a little taste?
Okay, a little taste.
Here she is. Yeah, sit down. Oh, let me ask you a question. How was the stuffing?
Well, it's a little bland. Mother Wells is on a low-sodium diet.
Ah, poor thing. There we go. Oh, close that refrigerator. Hey.
Oh.
Got it? Here we are.
Oh. Are you having some, too?
Well, I think I have room for a little myself. There you go.
Thanks.
Huh? Have some of this. Huh? A little of this. Mm. Some more of this. Mm. A little of this. A couple of potatoes.
Tony, enough. That's enough. Do you have any cranberry sauce?
Just happen to have some right here. Hey.
Great.
There you are. Huh? Uh-oh. You ready? Look what I found.
All right. Close your eyes and make a wish.
Okay.